Welcome to Cleaning Business Secrets Podcast. My name is Carrie Knight, and I refer to myself as the cleaning boss. The cleaning boss is a state of mind. It's how I feel today as an owner and as a business coach. I wasn't always this confident. In fact, I nearly went out of business and lost everything before I learned what it took to grow and scale a seven-figure cleaning business. My journey is one I wouldn't wish upon anyone, which is why I started this podcast. Each week, I'll share with you the sales and marketing secrets that I've used to grow my cleaning business. My mission is to help you shortcut your path to success so you can build the business and life you've always dreamed of. If you're ready to learn what it takes to grow a seven-figure cleaning business, you've come to the right place. Now let's get started. Welcome to Cleaning Business Secrets Podcast. I am so excited to have you here on my very first podcast episode. This is something I've wanted to do for so long. I just haven't taken action. So today is the day that I decided I'm going to do this. So no matter what, I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this podcast. And then now I have to be consistent. Now I'm going to hold my feet to the fire and do a podcast every single week. This is how I want to talk to you. This is how I want to get my message out. This is how I want to help you. So this is finally happening. So thank you for joining me on my very first podcast episode. So what I want to talk about with you today is a little bit about my journey. I don't want to make it all about me, but I want to share my story. You know, all of us truly have a journey, right? Like we're all on our own journey. And maybe for you, that's, you know, you've had success from the beginning, but for others or for someone like me, you know, my journey was rather rough and I didn't have success and I wanted to quit. So, you know, a little bit about me. I didn't start my cleaning business from scratch. I actually purchased an existing business and it happened to be a failing business. So again, I don't know if you've ever experienced something like that where you find a business for sale, it's declining and you think that you're getting a great deal. And that's not what happened. So yes, I bought a business that was on the decline and I bought it right at the beginning of the economic recession. So he was able to get out before it got really bad and I jumped in when it got really bad. So it was a nightmare. You know, I could go on and on with story after story about how bad it really was. But for any of you who had a business during the 2008 economic recession, you know, that time period of people losing their homes, losing their jobs. And it was really bad. It was in Florida, we were hit really hard. And so even if people hadn't lost their jobs, they still got rid of house cleaning because that's a luxury. It's not something you have to have. And that's the first thing to go off of someone's budget when they are, you know, losing their job or experiencing something like a recession. And so when the phone rang, you guys, it was with cancellations. And we went downhill so fast and I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know a thing about marketing then. And so what I did is I pumped $30,000, which was my working capital. That was the money that I had put aside to grow the business. And I guess I didn't really think through what the plan was. It was almost like hitting an emergency button, like I have to do something. And so we pumped all this money into Valpak mailers and let's see, I forgot what the other mailer was called, but it was all print advertising. And so I had no idea what I was doing. I mean, I'm looking back at my, like, I had no idea what I was doing. I just put all this together. Someone told me about demographics, didn't know what that was. And I just did it, right? Like I created this plan for month after month after month. And it was a flop. It was an absolute waste of $30,000. And at the end of the day, I was broke. I had no money left. The business was on the decline. I had lost employees. My office manager had a business being run out of her house. She was stealing my customers and my employees. You guys, it was a nightmare. And it was, It was one thing after another where I couldn't react fast enough to all the chaos that was happening. And if you're anything like me, it's like, you know, you can manage chaos, but when there's a new chaotic thing happening every single day, it begins to wear on you. And so that's where I was. It real quickly was something that was out of my control, and I didn't have a plan for how I was going to fix it. So I put the business for sale. I think that was after being in business for only like less than 12 months, because I wanted out. I hated it. I hated it so much. And I never found somebody to buy the business. And so I had to figure it out. And I don't know what that one thing was where I finally said, like, okay, I'm going to figure this out. I don't know when or what it was. I just know that I had something, like something inside me that says, if other people can do this, so can you. And you guys, it was so bad that I had $3.35 left in my business checking account at one time. They had canceled my workers' comp insurance, so that was turned off. I mean, essentially, I couldn't pay any bills. And when I had $3.35 left, the only thing I could do was pull from my 401k. And that's what I did just to survive. So that 401k money, which was supposed to be my life savings, right, was a life saver for the business. And that's what allowed me to pay the payroll, pay, you know, get my workers' comp insurance back. But then I didn't have a plan for how I was going to grow the business. So again, going back to what I said earlier, was there was a moment that I reached where I had to figure it out. And so I think I bought the video. I don't know if you've ever heard of The Secret. It's a really, if you have never seen it, it's worth watching, and because it changes your mindset. So that's where I started. For me as a business owner, it was about mindset. I had to believe in myself. And not only did I have to believe in myself, but I had to change my mindset. So, you know, when I talked about the chaos in my office and all these things going wrong, I was a victim. And that victim mentality, it will keep you down. It will, honestly, you continue to go down this rabbit hole of being a victim and woe is me. And so you start feeling sorry for yourself, and you want everyone around you to feel sorry for you too. And that never works. That never leads to anything good, because you're just going to continue to go down that victim rabbit hole. And so when you change your mindset, it's a lot of things begin to, like, it's changing the way that you see the world and the way that you're able to have a different approach to a problem, right? So I became a problem solver. So every problem had a solution. And I had a different mindset, right? So I didn't look at it from a negative connotation. It was more like, okay, this is an opportunity to fix this. And so I saw this quote one time from Brendon Burchard. I don't know if you've ever followed him. He's really excellent. He's a high performance habits coach. Amazing stuff. But he says this quote, and it's really true in our industry, you guys. He says, at some point you have to go from I have to I get to. So again, that's a whole different way of looking at something. So instead of saying I have to fix this problem over here, you have a different mindset and you say, no, I get to fix this. I get to resolve this and put in a new solution. So it's all about how you approach these problems or whatever you want to call it in your business. You want to look at it through that lens of, this is an opportunity for you to make this better. Okay. And so when I reflect on my own past, and I didn't share all of it with you, but I mean, my journey wasn't easy. And so I know you're struggling too. Like right now with COVID, a lot of business owners are struggling. And if that's you, you know I have been there. And so here's where you have to start. And the best way to do this is, now that we're going to be at the beginning of the year, like 2021 is coming, it's such a great way to say, I'm going to start over. And you get to step back and go, okay, where do I want to go? Where am I trying to get to? So this is called starting with the end in mind. Look down the path and say, where am I trying to go? And so figure out what that number is. What does success look like to you? What does that number look like? And then you're going to reverse engineer that, like work backwards. If I want to get there, what do I need to do every month? And then break it down to every week and then every day. So that's called, you know, reverse engineering where you're trying to go. And it makes it so much better when you sit down at the beginning of the year and you put together a plan. So what's your marketing plan, right? Like take a look at your financials. What's your cash flow situation? So you have to have a plan. And that's what I did is I created a plan for how I was going to get my business to $1 million. And I did it. And I'm not going to say it was easy, right? I already told you my journey wasn't easy, but I had a different viewpoint. I allowed myself to look at a problem as an opportunity that needed to be solved in my business. Okay. And the last part about this was I believed in myself. And so, I mean, some days were harder than others. I'm not going to lie, where I wanted to quit. And I think that's just a natural part of being a business owner. In some cases, you know, you want to throw your hands up in the air and say, someone else can have this. And again, I've been there. But at the end of the day, you know, you're creating something so amazing. You're creating a business that one day you might be able to, you know, have your team run the business for a month or 2 months or 3 months, and you don't have to do it, right? So it's like it's short-term pain for long-term gain. And it, you guys, it is possible in this industry. It really, truly is. It's, I called this podcast Cleaning Business Secrets because there are secrets. I failed my way to success. And had I known these secrets early on, I would have gotten to what I call success. Well, for me, I mean, I wanted to get to 7 figures. That was my goal all along. Had I known these secrets at the beginning, I would have got there so much faster. And so it is possible for you, wherever you are today in your business and wherever you're trying to go, it is possible. But you have to have two things. You have to have a plan and you have to believe that you can get there. So again, I just wanted to share a little bit about my journey. I didn't go into at length. It's rather interesting, my entire journey and where I've started, but I persevered. So if you're feeling like I did for so many years that, you know, you were a failure, I felt like a failure and I let my family down. I lost all of our family money and it's tough to know that, you know, you're not pulling your weight. You're not bringing any money home. It was for me, it was a tough road, but I think it made me better and it made me stronger today because of that hardship. So it made me stronger and who I am today. And so now, you know, my mission, my vision, and my purpose is to help people, help cleaning business owners who were once just like me. So that's why I started this podcast, you guys. I'm going to share the secrets that I've used to grow my business, and I hope that you'll apply them inside your business because, you know, like, we're all in this together. And again, there's so many opportunities in this industry. And if you want to get to 7 figures, I am telling you, it is 100% possible. You have to have a plan and you have to believe in yourself. So thank you guys so much for joining me on my first episode of Cleaning Business Secrets. I hope to share with you some amazing stories along the way. And I want to thank you upfront for being part of my journey. See you soon. Thank you so much for being a listener of the show. If you could do me a quick favor, I'd really appreciate if you could leave me a review. Your support absolutely means the world to me. Now, I wanted to tell you about my mastermind group that's filled with cleaning business owners just like you. During our live weekly meetings, we go deep into your specific business and collectively share ideas and strategies to help you solve the problems that are preventing you from having success. This program is by application only and is designed for business owners who are looking to get to the next level. If that sounds like you, please apply at www.carrieknight.com. I keep these groups small so we can go faster and further together. Again, if you're looking to speed up your success, go to carrieknight.com, and I look forward to working with you.